You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mistress of None. This is Erin Harkes. Thanks again for tuning in. We're going to get right to the episode today because I am, surprisingly, I know you never hear this from me, I'm busy. I have very exciting news. We are going to print with Metroland. It'll be coming out October 25th, and I got some shit to do. So make sure you pick up a copy of that. You'll be hearing where you can get it and all of that good stuff in the coming weeks. Make sure you follow Metroland now on all the social media or go to themetroland.com online. Check it out. Keep following. Get all the fun info. Just keep your eyes peeled. You know how to follow me. You guys have been doing this for a while, all four or five of you. My guest today is Aura Meyer Lahaki. Aura Lahaki, she is a good friend of mine. We've known each other for quite some time, and she recently took over a business on Delaware Avenue, which is one of my favorite businesses, and we decided to collab together and have been running the kids' open mic there every month. She is a small business owner. She is female. She ticks the boxes for people that I find interesting and want to have on the podcast. And she has live music there too. So all the boxes are ticked. We had a fun interview. We are definitely going to be discussing more. She did bring up her dad, who sadly just passed away a couple of months ago, who used to own New World and Spectrum Theater. And Metroland is definitely going to be running a piece on that very soon. We are going to be reaching out to a lot of community members to get some really great stories about Scott Meyer and his contributions to the Capital Region, especially with small business and restaurants and whatnot. It's definitely something that we as Capital Region paper want to cover because his impact was profound and we want to pay our respects to that. So this is the first step in that. We got the chance to sit down with Aura. We had a great interview. I hope you enjoy it. It's Aura Lahaki from EMAC and Bolio's, and this is the Mistress of None, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mistress of None. This is Erin Harkes, and my guest today is Aura Meyer Lahaki. Aura, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you, Erin?
I'm well, thank you. Very happy to have you on. Aura and I have known each other casually, like, you know, non-professionally, whatever the word is that I'm trying to look for. We've been friends for over 10 years now. We've met because
I think going on 15 years, actually, because Tim just told me that he's been on the fire department for almost 15 years.
Yeah, but I wasn't around at first. Oh, so you met my husband before he was my husband,
right?
Because if I can say, he wouldn't have done to you at your wedding what he did had he already been my husband. And he and I have been around for 12 years.
Okay.
So I've known you for at least 12 years. I met you soon after. Our husbands work together, but we're not talking about them. We're talking about us.
Right.
I'm glad that we met through them because we have fostered a really great friendship and now even a working relationship together. Aura, you have been part of the Albany scene in different ways for the past for however long I've known you. You have family history here, so let's start with that. If we can talk about your mom and dad. You did already bring up your dad, so I don't want to start with something heavy, but your dad was a big influence on the Albany scene. He and your mother owned the Spectrum Theater, New World Bistro, and sadly your father just passed away last month.
A couple months ago.
Yep. And I definitely want to be able to talk to you about him as much as you're comfortable with. Yep. Or, but I think he was just such an amazing, hearing the stories at the memorial service was just the celebration of life.
Yes.
Service was just really inspiring. And the fact that it was coinciding, you see, I'm making it about me, record time. The fact that it was coinciding with the relaunch of the Metroland really, mm-hmm. It spoke to me on a completely different level. I was like, there's so much more that I need to know if I'm really going to bring back something that talks about this amazing area. So
yes, yes. Well, yes, my parents have had owned the Spectrum Theater since I was 4 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. 1983, they opened it with their partners, Keith and Suji Pickard. Then I grew up in the movie theater, I guess, in and out. I just have vivid memories of my parents coming home from work smelling like popcorn.
That's amazing. I mean, I was a fat kid, so I wish my parents smelled like popcorn.
Yeah, and then I ended up working there in high school, became the manager, worked in the snack bar, ripped tickets, all the things, all the jobs. I did them all. And eventually they opened the restaurant next door, which was my dad's vision and dream to have a place for people that were going to the movies to have somewhere to eat before or after. And so that came to fruition and it was super successful until the pandemic basically shut us down. So
yeah, well, that was obviously super unfortunate because it was my favorite restaurant, hands down. Loved it there. I know you did a lot there. You were managing it for quite some time, yes?
Yeah, I was the operations manager, kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Let other people do front of house stuff.
Right.
Right. Gotcha.
We had the best front of house stuff.
You really did.
Yes.
You really did. And some of the staff there were just like kind of almost iconic, like part of the Albany scene.
Yeah.
I actually just interviewed Super 400. We brought up Nick Ferrandino, mm-hmm. who now works down in Kinderhook near where I live. So we finally got to go see him there.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I have Friday nights off, which is a weird thing to get used to.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's weird.
For you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm working 70 hours a day, but got my Friday night off.
Something.
Something. It's something. So I know for a little bit, you kind of started, you went back to school for nursing.
I originally was a nurse. That's what I did. I went to school to be a nurse originally. And then I kind of continued schooling into, even when I was having kids. I ended up with a master's in primary care, pediatrics, and never really used it. I did work as a nurse at Albany Med for a while in their pediatric ICU as an RN. Slowly left that job and got into the business with my parents. When my dad got sick, I kind of stepped in to help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was it the nursing that you just weren't feeling it after you went through all of that, like working at Albany Med, or was it more about your dad getting ill?
Yeah, it was, I loved nursing. It's just, he started to get sick and
like a combination.
I would say, yeah.
I mean, nursing's got to be, especially pediatric nursing, has got to be one of the most difficult jobs. I can't even imagine.
Yes. And I definitely, that was a certain level of stress that I was happy to not have anymore.
Yeah. And also you had at the time, two young kids, which I'm sure working in a restaurant as we all know can be very taxing. We can at least kind of make our own hours.
Yeah. That's why, because I was behind the scenes more, it was pretty flexible for me. I was able to raise the kids and do all the things with them while doing office work behind the scenes.
Very cool. Yeah. All right. So the reason why, I mean, obviously, other than the fact I just want to talk to you, these days I have to schedule appointments with my friends if I want to see them at all. I've had to hire Kiki Vasilakis full time just so I can spend time with her. And it's working out. It's great. Yeah. I knew that would be part of my life where I had to, purchase my friends' time.
By your friends, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But after, sadly, New World shut down, you bought EMAC and Bolio's.
I did. Yeah. It's pretty crazy how it happened. I don't even have a good story of how that happened.
Well, make it good. You can embellish.
It just, let's see. I mean, it really is very simple. I heard that the owner was selling the business and I was like, I had gone there for years. I'd taken my kids. I had gone there. And, I loved it, and I heard she was selling, and I wrote her an email one day, and the rest is history.
That's awesome. But I mean, you're tied into not just Albany, but specifically Delaware Avenue, obviously, because that's where the Spectrum is.
Yeah.
That's where the Bistro was. Like, so
I feel very at home on Delaware Avenue. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's amazing because Delaware Avenue is kind of like this hidden gem in Albany, that some people have like incorrect ideas about and maybe don't venture to as often as they should. And so I'm always very impressed with somebody that's working to keep business alive on Delaware Avenue, especially a business as great as Emac and Bolio. So.
Yeah, there's so many really great businesses on Delaware, up and all the way up and all the way down. I wish we could invest more into it. There's a lot of open spaces that still need people to come in and open something up.
Now, there's a Delaware Street bid, right? Or Delaware Ave bid?
Yeah. There's a community. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah. It's not a bid.
It's not a bid?
No.
It's like a collab, cooperative something? Well, let's find out. We'll see. Cause that's part of what we're doing is trying to help things like that. Like people get together and do events and stuff like that. So,
yeah. And they always give us all the events that are happening all along Delaware Ave. I mean, the farmers markets and the different things. They shout out different businesses. Why can't I remember the name of it?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not very articulate today either. Okay. So don't feel pressure to impress me because I can't even put two words together. but how has it been having...
It's been about 2 years. And
is it really?
Yeah. Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years. And I love it. I really love it. It's something that's just all mine. And I've taken on a fairly big project because it was an already existing business.
Yeah.
So I just sort of, from one day to the next, it wasn't. And then it was mine. And I wanted to make it more of my own and put my twist on it and my spin. And so I did a bunch of work actually with the help of a grant from Capitalize Albany.
Very cool.
On the inside work, painting, floors, things like that, just to give it a refresh.
Mm-hmm.
We have our truck that goes to all kinds of events. I mean, it's also got its own set of challenges owning a business for sure.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things to worry about. But yeah, ice cream makes everyone happy.
It really does.
Yeah, it really does. But there still are some people that you can't make happy, believe it or not.
I believe it. I believe it. Like there are people that you could like spoon feed ice cream to and they're still going to be miserable. But, you know, at least we're trying.
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying.
That's what I say. Even if I fail.
Yeah.
I know that I try.
Yep. I feel good about that.
But I mean, ice cream is just the great unifier. When somebody says that they don't like it, I just stop talking to them immediately because that's just doesn't make any
sense. Very weird. Yeah. We have other things. We have pastries and chocolates and smoothies and coffee drinks and all kinds of things. So
yeah, no, and they make a really great chai latte. I had one of those there. And the chocolates I have to just be very careful with because I think one day I came in and filled a bag and you hadn't seen me in a while.
Dangerous.
So I think you were like offering, you're like, let me. And I'm like, no, you don't know what's in here. This is half your rent. Just let me do this. My niece was visiting, and so I was trying to spoil her a little bit. And
oh, she's the cutest.
She really is. She was calling it Emac and Bobio's. I have a video of her going. I was like, who are we going to see? She's like, Aura. Where? Emac and Bobio's. I'm like, whatever. That's so cute.
It's a hard name to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can say it.
Yeah.
But I'm a genius, so.
Right.
So, I mean, you've been there for almost 2 years now. And I know that you have a great relationship with your mom. And I know that you enjoyed working with them. But you did say something about how it feels good to have something that's all your own.
Yeah.
And so it's got to be, you know, a little like, you know, exciting, but also nerve wracking at the same time because it's all on you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to still have my mother to bounce ideas off of and, you know, ask those questions. They're like, what do I do with this tax thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know there's some things with the new business that I'm like, I know all of this stuff.
Right.
And somebody's like, do you use this? And I was like, what is that?
Exactly. There's a lot of things people don't know about that you have to, the government.
Well,
you have to pay a lot.
Well, we're learning as we go. And I think that that's part of the fun and part of the
challenge. Yeah, definitely.
I think it's great. So any like big plans for Emac and Bolio's are like any big things coming up? It's, I know it's the colder season. So
yeah, we're in a little bit of a slow season. There's one thing I am hoping for. I don't know how soon that'll happen, but I do want to get a second truck for specifically weddings. It's become very popular to have an ice cream truck and other food trucks at weddings. So I really want to cater to that. No pun intended.
Listen, I make the jokes here.
Sorry, you're right. You're right.
That's all right. That was a good one. That's going to make my husband groan out loud for sure. But I enjoyed it quite a bit. So when I met you, you were pregnant, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You were pregnant with, can we say the children's names? Yeah. I don't know if we want to protect their anonymity.
No, that's okay.
Your daughter's going to be famous someday. So,
this will be the
maybe
start of it.
The jump start of it. But you're pregnant with Dylan at the time.
Okay.
Who I taught how to walk.
Right. I remember.
I just wanted to make sure. Yes.
I have, but it is on video.
Okay. It is on video. We have proof of this. But also, in my first comedy album, I have a joke about a child shitting up its back. And one of the first times I did the joke, you were in the audience. It was at the Funny Bone. And afterwards, like, you came up to me, you're like, was that my child? And I was like, yup.
I could tell. I remembered it happening.
He was such an adorable baby, and I was holding him, and he just looked at me, locked eyes, and he all of a sudden my arm felt warm, mm-hmm. and I was like, what is, mm-hmm. oh boy. Mm-hmm.
And those were the days.
They really were. Yeah. And I love telling him now that he's older. nothing seems to embarrass him, though, so I try.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now Naomi is like, looks like she's 20 years old. Like, I don't even know how that happened.
I don't either. She's 13.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
So I met her. She was one.
Yeah.
Adorable. I have so many fun, like, pics and videos. I know I send them
to you. Did you teach her how to walk?
I didn't. No. I taught her how to play piano, though.
Oh, you
it
did.
It was only one lesson.
Yeah.
But it took.
Yeah, it did.
It took. Did. And then now she's in plays.
She's an actress.
She sings.
Yeah.
And so that's all due to me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, my husband was over at your house one day and I stopped by and I met Naomi, and like, she just took my breath away as this little bald baby.
Yeah.
She just came up and she looked at me and she took my hand and walked me over to the piano for some reason at your house. Like, I had never been in your home before. I had never met this baby. And I was just like, I am obsessed with this with this child now.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I'll come across an old picture or video and just send it to you. Like the one where she's like talking to my husband, or the one where she falls in the pool, you know, and like the little like giggle and stuff like that.
I love it. I miss those times.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they suck now, don't they?
I mean, teenage years or something.
Well, I mean, there's.
I know it's payback for how I did my mother wrong when I was a teenager, but
that's why I didn't have kids.
Because you'd get a nasty payback.
It would have been matricide for sure. Like, the child would have come out of the womb and just stabbed me to death right there. So, mother, if you're listening, I'm owning it. All right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know now from all of my friends that have kids, especially when they're at that age, and your kids are particularly active in a lot of different things, that's got to be quite the balance to, you know, run a business and make sure that they're all getting to their play practices. And there's a basketball game.
There's softball. Yeah, there's all the sports. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's nice that I have the flexibility again, owning my own business, to be able to do all the things I need to do with my family. But yeah, it's like, I need to clone myself. It's
when you find out how to do that.
Yeah, I will. I'll let you know. I know.
But that's amazing. And, you must have a pretty remarkable staff that you can
I love
trust.
My staff. And one of the things that I look for in my staff is just that, like, friendly, upbeat, making people feel good when they walk in this place. And I think I've done a pretty good job of hiring, actually.
That's good. No, I mean, that's a really good thing to realize.
Yeah.
Because again, back to me, because that was a long time.
wait, I thought it was about
No.
My hiring.
No, you're silly. I'm just comparing with a story of mine. Like when we were ready to launch, I had a trip coming up and I said to everybody, I'm like, we can wait till I get back or we can launch now, but you guys are going to have to do a lot of stuff. And I said, it's 100% up to you. And they said, launch now. And it was the best test run because I left for almost 2 weeks and they just did it. And I was like, okay, I got the right team. So that's a really great feeling.
I mean, a similar thing happened when my dad was sick and, you know, starting to the hospice process this past summer. My whole staff stepped up. I was out for probably at least a month and they all stepped up. So yeah, it's a testament.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have tests like that, obviously. I mean, you don't want to be put in positions where you just have to blindly trust and hope that your business is going to still be standing when you get back. But it is bittersweet when you realize that, well, yes, you can count on these people to be there.
Yeah, it's good.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I mean, they've always been great to me when I show up. It kind of reminds me a little bit, actually, of like the hospitality that I get when I go to June Farms. Sometimes too, it's like when the owner, who I know very well, obviously can't be there, and I arrive and there's somebody that's like, hey, what do you need? What can I do? And I'm like, that just feels good.
Yeah, it does. You know, it does.
I think Ryan.
Yep.
Yeah. When I was there for the open mic, which we'll bring up again in a second, because that involves both of us.
Right.
That's a good tie in.
Yeah.
See how I'm going to do
that? I love it.
I'm really good at this. no, but Ryan, like I usually just pull up and just start setting up right away, mostly because I'm running late always. And for some reason, I get really nervous for the kids' open mic. I want to make sure that the sound is working properly. Like, I know these kids are nervous.
They're nervous, right?
They're nervous. So, I don't want to, screw up their sound on top of everything else. And so I'm setting up, and all of a sudden, Brian comes out. He's like, can I get you anything at all? And I was like, a little table.
A latte? a chai latte?
I didn't order anything.
Oh, okay.
I had too much caffeine already because I had a wedding the night before. So I was like just so ready to play with kids. And but he like brought a table out for me. He helped me find a mic stand that was somewhere in the back. And we got everything set up. But it was just wonderful to have him come out and immediately help.
Yeah.
And I checked in with him after to see how it went inside. And he said, great. And but it feels good. It's like some places you get there and you set up and you start doing something. And my favorite performance ever was when I played at this pizza place in Utica. And on my first break, I ordered a slice of pizza and she asked me if I wanted it for here or to go. So clearly,
I didn't know you were there.
A huge impression on the place.
Yeah.
But no, it's always the staff is great, always super friendly and very accommodating. And what I mentioned was we have come up with this idea to do an open mic for kids. And I laughed because when I first announced it, I had people say, I thought you hated kids. And I was like, no,
they're making music.
I hate everybody. Yeah. I don't have time to parcel them out. No, they are the best people to work with. I would never do an adult's open mic again.
It is a really good idea.
And I didn't come up with the idea. I just thought it.
Yeah, no. Because
you were talking about ways to do things over the winter,
you
know, to keep things going. And it's just it dawned on me to try and do that there. And, you know, we're still picking up some momentum.
Right.
And we've got some regulars, some usuals.
Yep.
Who
love it, who I get very good feedback from.
That's awesome to hear. And some of them reach out to me and thank me. And that feels really good, too.
Yeah.
One of my star pupils, I don't know. She's not a pupil. I don't know. But she's Lulu.
Yeah.
Is just, I mean, you were there the first time she sang.
Yeah. Love her.
And you saw my face.
Yeah.
I just turned to you like, who is this? And immediately now she's going to be on my next
Lena Go Round
show. I think she might be the youngest performer ever at Cafe Lena. I have to find out because that would be a cool thing to push. But I was like, do you write your own song? She was like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, girl, we got to work together.
Yep.
And her mom's been wonderful. I've been talking with her and I'm meeting actually with her later on today. And just, she's just,
oh, I love it. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been a great opportunity for me. It kind of like, cause you work with these adults all the time that it's just like you were saying are never happy.
Yeah.
And when you run an open mic, like, you know, they want to go first, they want to go last, they want to do three songs instead of two, they want to do this. And these kids are like, they don't care if they go first, they don't care if they go last.
Yeah.
They only want to do one. I have to, you know, you can do another one. So we run through the list. I'll be like, if anybody wants to go again. And then like one by one, they're like, I'll do another song. You're like, come on, get up here. You
the
know?
Confidence increases as the time goes on.
And it's,
yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Which is
thing.
Good for them. Yeah.
It's a beautiful great. Thing to behold. And also, like I said, if I'm seeing like certain people, I would love to be able to help, you know, mentor them in any way.
Yeah.
And I mean, Lulu's got a great community around her, like through her mom and the people that she's already been, you know, in contact with. So I was like, you know, you may not need my help, but if I can offer it. But it's just great to see young talent flourish in the area and give them a place to do their thing.
Yeah.
So
let's get more kids.
Let's do it. Yeah. So there's info on the website, which is
www.ebalbany.com.
ebalbany.com. And I'll make sure to tag it when I share the podcast. But you can also find information for the open mic on my website, which is erinharks.com, and we'll make sure to direct all traffic over to the social media for Emac and Bolio's. There are other Emac and Bolio locations throughout the world. Do not tag the Tokyo one, which I did once by accident.
Yeah.
It's just Emac and Bolio's Albany.
It's the Instagram is EB Albany.
EB Albany.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing a search.
Oh, wait. No, it's not. It's Emacs Albany.
Okay. But if they're just searching.
Yeah, it's got to say Albany.
It's got to say Albany.
Yeah.
And you'll find it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter the time of year. It doesn't have to be warm to eat ice cream.
I agree. We have a fireplace.
There's a fireplace.
Yeah.
Next to cozy. A leather couch.
Yeah, with a sundae.
I have enjoyed many a cold night next to that fireplace with a sundae.
Yeah. All year round.
I had my second date, technically, with my husband at Emac and Bolio's. So anyway, so if you want to find out more information, it's ebalbany.com. You can find it on Instagram, Facebook. You can follow me. I will send you there. Get some ice cream. If you have some kids that want to play or sing, they can bring an instrument. I have a piano and a keyboard that I provide. There's mics. I can do backing tracks, whatever you want. It's the first Sunday of every month, almost didn't announce that. And it's a
two to four.
It's a great time, even if you just want to come watch.
Yeah,
these kids are awesome.
Additionally, we have live music on Fridays and
you
Saturdays
do? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Friday, usually, well, in the summertime we do Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday afternoon sometimes too. There's been some performers that have been there since before I owned the place. And still there. And then I'm always looking for new people to come. Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll send a few your way.
Yeah. People love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, if they wanted to find out more information about playing
also,
there.
Also, the website, our calendar is up to date on the website.
And it's their contact info on there?
There is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope all seven people that are listening to this don't immediately bombard you with messages. Because, you know.
They can all email events@ebalbany.com.
events@ebalbany.com. All right. Is there anything else you got coming up that you want to talk about?
I don't think so. No, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. It was great talking to you, and we'll have to go get an ice cream soon and check it out. Emac and Bolio's Albany. This has been Aura Meyer Lahaki, and I am Erin Harks, and this is the Mistress of None, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harks.
Welcome back to the Mistress of None. This is Erin Harks. Thanks again for listening. Thanks to Aura for coming on the show. You can follow, like, share, all that good stuff for Emac and Bolio's. Find us on social media, Mistress of None, all the social media, and of course, the Metroland, which is, I know it's confusing, it's themetroland.com. But on social media, it's Metroland Now. We did the best we could because Metroland is actually a popular word and it was taken by some other people. So we did what we could and you guys can figure it out because you are very smart. I know that because you're listening. That's how I know. All right. Be good to one another. Again, share the shit out of everything you hear and let's have some fun. This has been Erin Harks. Be nice to one another. I'm going to try and do that too. Starting tomorrow. All right. I love you all. We'll talk soon. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harks.